All right, so we're up to Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Tezayin. Tezayin, Tezayin. Okay, 16, 16. Tezayin, Tezayin. Pasuk says that the psukim, the theme of the psukim that we have been discussing are Hashem is complaining to Klal Yisrael that He has done for us enormous chesed. He took us out of Mitzrayim. The mashal here in these psukim is where Klal Yisrael is compared to a young girl. Klal Yisrael is compared to a young girl, and Hashem is compared to what the Mitzudos calls the choymel, a person who passes by on the road and has compassion for this young baby girl that's lying on the field in a state of abandonment. And the choymel says to this little girl, "Do not worry. Do not worry, everything will be okay, just be strong. I'm going to come back in 12 years and marry you. In the meantime, just maintain your sanity. Just hold out and have faith. And in 12 years I'll come, I will adorn you with jewelry, I will give you clothing, I will bathe you, I will spread upon you my wings, which means I'm going to marry you, v'chulu. This is a mashal of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees Klal Yisrael living in Egypt. They are suffering terribly at the time of the Shibud Mitzrayim. Hashem sends Moshe, and Hashem tells them, do not worry, everything is going to be okay, just hold out a little bit longer. And indeed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and saves Klal Yisrael and takes us as a nation, Kal Yochel, he marries us. And we mentioned Psukim yesterday, 13 acts of kindness which Hashem has done on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Washing, bathing, anointing with oil, special types of clothing, a special hat, a belt, shoes, v'chulu, 13 different acts of kindness Hashem has done on Klal Yisrael. And we mentioned yesterday in the Mitzudos and in Radak, and we reciprocated by donating to the Beis HaMikdash 13 different items, 13 different objects, to build a Mishkan, a sanctuary for Hashem. Then the Psukim continue. The Psukim continue and tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a complaint against us because we have rebelled. Vayishman Yeshurun Vayivot. And we, after all of the kindness that Hashem has done for us, we took all of these things, these gifts, and we used it to worship idols. And that's really where we are right now. We're right smack in the middle of this theme. Pasuk Tezayin, Vatikhi Mibi Godayich. You took from the beautiful clothing that I gave you, Vatasi Loch, and you made for yourself Bamos Tiluos. Now these are very hard words to translate. Bamos Tiluos means, we'll see the first, it means cushions and pillows. Cushions and pillows, or high places. You see, little questions: are we referring here to Avodah Zarah, or are we referring here to Arayos? If we're referring to Arayos, which, as we learned yesterday, is really a mashal for Avodah Zarah, so it means you made for yourself pillows and cushions to lie down upon and to do the Avera. But if you want to take it more literally, it means you made for yourself altars, special sanctuaries, churches, different places where you worship idols. So bamos means high places. Tiluos means colored, with many colors, which means beautified. Beautified pieces of garments. Vatizni alehem, you committed adultery, or you committed arayos upon these garments, upon these pillows and cushions. And then the pasuk concludes with an unusual expression, lo va'os v'lo yihiyeh. Such a thing never happened. It never came into this world. V'lo yihiyeh, and such a thing will never happen again. In other words, the degree of your sin, there are many interpretations as to what this means, but just let's focus now on one interpretation, and that is Hashem is saying the degree of your sin was so great, no one in the history of the world did something like what you have done, Lashon Ba, nothing like this ever came into the world, V'lo yiyeh, and it's not possible for another nation or for you to do an Avera like this ever again, to sin to such a great degree. In other words, to betray Hashem to such a degree where you were the recipients of the ultimate kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then in your very own lifetime to go and take those gifts that Hashem has given you and use it to worship idols, to betray Hashem, the magnitude, the degree of sin is so great, it's earth-shaking. It never happened such a thing, and it will never happen. Now let's see all of this in much more detail in the Mefarshim. Let's first start with the Mitzvah Sadeh. Pasik Tes Zayin. Vatichi Mibigodayik. You took from your clothing. Min Habagadim. Shah Sisi Lachamehem. From the clothing which I made for you. Lokachtav. You took. Lokachat. The Osis Loch Mikoimoski Vahos. You made for yourself high places. Bimkoim Pirsum. In a public place. You made upon these garments or coverings minumorois that are spotted chalufei hagivonim with many colors. Valehem upon them zonis, you committed an avera with sonulaymar hamidu huavoides kacham b'makom pirsum. You put the avodah zarah in a public place. Vitzipum b'kesef v'zahav. You overlay them with silver and gold. Asher nasati lohem, which I've given you. V'sham there avdulo, and there you worshipped these idols. So, in other words, according to the Mitzudos David, the word bamos means high places. Tuluos literally means multicolored. And it's not to be taken literally. What it means over here is you took aisles, you brought the aisles to a place of public, and you tuluos, you made them beautiful by overlaying them with gold and silver, which is the equivalent of etching beautiful designs onto a piece of garment. Now it says lo vaos v'lo yeh ma'asim ko'ele lo bohu adayin ba'olam. Has never happened in this world. V'lo yihyu na'asim od dugmosan, and such a thing will never happen again. The degree of sin is so great that something like this never happened, never will happen. And let's see Rashi. Rashi pasuk design says bamos tiluos mechusos bibgodim minumarim, garments that are covered mechusos bibgodim minumarim, spotted garments shel minei tzivonim. Different types of colors. Loi va'os, lohoiso uyazos lovo. Such a thing should never have happened. Such a terrible sin is beyond imagination. Let's see the Tiradak. Radak was a design that tikhi derech hazoin liyapos as a besol harbois bebegodim noam bevigdei tsevainim. So the Radak really gives us much more explanation of what's going on over here. It is a derech of a zoina. When a zoina wants to do an avera, she brings the person that she does the avera with upon a bed, and the bed is covered with beautiful clothing, with beautiful linen, beautiful covers, in order to entice the person that she's trying to do the aver with. Limshaych lev hazoinim, in order to draw the heart of the zoinim likanis bebeisa, to enter into her home. Uperush bamos tiluos. What does it mean here? You made for yourself high places of multicolored. Asis tiloim. You made tiloim means patches. Mibigodim richuvim umirubim, from garments that are richuvim. I don't know what richuvim means. Umirubim, many. Oh, here's also tilim mibigodim kiruchim. Okay, I'm not exactly what ze al zeh atchenase mehem bamos. You piled up on your bed multiple layers of covers. The osam habagodim hem mitziv oinim shoinim zemize. Each layer, each garment that is spread out on the bed is from a different color. Kidei sheyiye mare yofe, it should look beautiful. The hamarim hamisarvim kitzasamim kitzasam, and the colors which mix one with the other, yischadesh imohem arevus lichsus hanefesh, it enhances a pleasantness to cover to a person's senses. V'ze perush tiluos kimo hanikudos v'hatiluos. This is a great reference, an incredible reference from the Radak. He brings from Yaakov Avinu, when Yaakov the spotted and the speckled, okay, the spotted and the speckled, when he made a deal with Lavan, you'll keep for yourself all of the sheep that are one colored, black or white, and I will take for myself all of the sheep that are spotted and speckled. And the term it's used there is nikudos vehatiluos. Dots and tiluos. What does it mean, tiluos? Shehei marim shoinim b'sa'ar ho'izim uvitzemer hakivosim. Shachor v'lovon, black and white, oitzahov or gold, v'chayotzei bohem. And so just like there, I don't know the exact details, but just like there, by Yaakov and Lavan, it's clear that Yaakov is telling Lavan, I'm going to take for myself all of the sheep and goats that are speckled. Speckled and spotted. Likewise here, there are garments. There are multiple garments that are being spread upon a bed. And each garment has a different color. And somehow they intermingle one with another. And when an observer looks at the bed, he sees it looks to him as if it's spotted and speckled with multicolored, which is something which is beautiful, which enhances, which draws upon his neshama. And is a tool that the Zona uses to entice this individual to do an Avera with her. V'zehu inyin hamalitza. So that's what it means over here. So the mashal, the hamashal, what is the mashal? What is referring to? Shehayu oisim beis Yisrael b'mos l'avodah zarah. The Jewish people, they made for themselves b'mos. So that's, we learned yesterday that all of these expressions which are literally referring to an act of arayos, is a mashal for avodah zarah. The mashal hayu oisim beis Yisrael b'mos l'avodah zarah. They made for themselves high places in public for avodah zarah. B'mos l'avodah zarah polaynis. B'mos l'avodah zarah polaynis. V'zo shoyne mizo b'tav nisa v'avodasa. And each one was unique. It's spotted and speckled. When it says tilu'os, means because each avodah zarah has its set of rules, and therefore, to an observer, when you look at all the different altars, it looks like it look they're colored because everyone is unique and different. Okay, so the bottom, yeah.
So they decorate these.
Well, that's what the Mitsudo said. It's not really what the Radak is saying. The Mitsudo says that the tilu'os means that the idol itself was overlaid with gold and silver. And it being overlaid with gold and silver is equivalent to taking a sheet, a multicolored garment, and spreading it upon a bed. So the same way a zona takes a multicolored garment and spreads it over a bed in order to make the bed look nice, so too they took the aisle that's made from wood or some other type of material, and to make it look nice, they overlaid it with gold and silver. That's what it means, the bamos tilu'os. According to the Radak, bamos tilu'os means a bed. It's very tall. The reason why it's a bum is because there are many, many layers of garments that are spread one on top of the other, and being that each one has a different color, so to an observer it looks like it's spotted and speckled. Okay. Yeah. Yes, what does it say? What does it mean?
Says this lo va'os lo, it was not worthy. What? How did you translate that? It was not proper for this to come. Non venir a non a etre in French, not to come or to be.
Okay. Now let's see over here what it says in the. I don't know from somewhere. One more radak. Loi va'ois lo yiyeh, loi bos bamos kamoisan kolema, einam asinu lavoi, einam asidois lavo, v'lo yiyeh adam o am sheyaseh kamosam larov. So in other words, he's learning not like the Mitsudos, the Radak learns both of these terms are future terms. Such an act of betrayal will never ever happen again in this world. Okay, so bos means Einam asidas bamos kemosan kolema. Einam asidas lavo v'lo yiyeh adam, a person or a nation will never do such a thing. Okay, so, and then Yoides and Tegim lo chidichashar v'lo chidichazei. It's not proper and it's not fitting. It's not kosher, and it's not fitting for such a thing to be done. For you to betray me in such a detestable way. Let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Yud Zayin. By the way, I don't know if you noticed, I'm over here, I'm using like a Telsa. Right? Today, a Mercedes is nothing. Today, you have to have a Telsa to have status, correct? Right? How much is the Tesla?
Tesla?
Yeah, even a Tesla. What's the mile? What's the mile of a Tesla? It drives by itself?
No, it's just a battery operated.
Battery, so it's so chashev. It's more chashev. So I have over here, look at this. I have over here the Mikroskis also in the art scroll. This is amazing. I'm really amazing. It's everything is here, all Mepharshim, plus even more than what you have in your edition. Plus everything here has Nikudos. Every little has Nikudos, and they added all of these new things, even from our Chazal, Midrashim. Spots. It really opens up. It's a whole new world. It's really, maybe we should get it for everyone. Would not be such a bad idea if we should get, make another collection, and we should get for everyone. I think, you only live once. It's kedai to enjoy your experience here in this world to the best that you can. It might be kedai for us to get, to, everyone should get this. Let's try a few more days. We'll see what happens. It's really,
Davis, maybe we can get
a discount. Not likely. All right, maybe, you never know. It's really fantastic, this. All right, let's see, next pasuk yitzayin. Vatichi kelei sifartech, you took the clay sifartech, the utensils of glory, mizahavi umikaspi, from my gold and my silver, asher nasati lach, which I've given you as a gift, that you took from the bizas mitzrayim, vatasi lach tzalmei necha, zohar, you made for yourself an image of a zohar, vatizni vam, and you committed adultery, or you were like, you did a gilerais bum with these idols. Now, what does this mean? Let's see. Pasuk Yitzayin in the mitzudos. David pasuk Yitzayin kleisif arteich klei hakishut vatas yiloch mehem osis demus salmi zohar vizonisi mohem derech zoyne mufleges betachlis haznus vehefker ratzolaymar mehakesef yahazov asher hibeis yilochem osut salmi avodis kochavim l'shtachlis lohem. So what it means over here is that the zonah, she takes gold and silver. She is referring to Klal Yisrael. They took the gold and silver. They made for themselves idols. Most noticeably, and the most significantly, is the Egel Hazav. Let's see. Rashi pasuk Yitzayin Salmi Zochar Lefi Shedima Oisol Lenikeva Zoyna Dima Esat Selam Lezochar Hanoyef Ima. So Rashi is asking the question: why does it say that she made for herself Salmei Zochar? Since when do we find Avodah Zarah being described as a male or a female? I don't know if we have such a thing. You have a male Avodah Zarah, a female Avodah Zarah. Where do we get such a thing? Avodah Zarah is Avodah Zarah. You worship the sun. Well, the sun is a Zohar in a Keva. They worship the sun as a god. All right, it could be, I take that back. Okay, it could be. But over here, the Pasuk says they made for themselves images, male images. And Rashi says, because since Klal Yisrael in this Mashal is the Nara, is this young infant lying in the field, is a female girl, therefore when we want to say that she did an Avera, we refer to a male, we call the Avodah Zarah Tzalmei Zohar. Let's see Radak Pasuk Yitzayin, Vatikhi Kalei Sifarteich Mizav Mikaspi, L'chibu Avodah Zarahim Miklei Kesim Klei Zav HaMifarim Sheyesh Lohem. In order to glorify the idols, they make the idols of gold and silver. Like it says in this week's parasha, "Vayisparku kol ames nizmei hazahav asher bi'oz nehem." Okay, here it says, we discussed yesterday, I told you the nose ring. Okay, it doesn't say that here, but it says the earrings. The men wore earrings, and the people ripped off, they removed. Call on the nizmei hazahav asher bi'oz nehem, and they used it to make the egel. Next, asher nasati loch kemosh amar the chesef v'herbesi loch v'zahav asu labal. Hashem gave Klal Yisrael wealth, and they used the wealth for the baal. Masha amar tzalmei zachar hu le'inyin hamelitza kederech hazoynos sh'oisa tzalmei zachrus l'dvar hatashmish. So here the Radak is much more graphic, much more explicit than Rashi. Rashi did not want to go down that path, but the Radak did, and he said that these women, they made for themselves the demus, they made for themselves an object which resembled the aver of a zohar, of a man, in order to bring upon themselves pleasure in this detestable way. Okay, next. Pasik Yud Ches. Vatikhi es bigde rik masech. You took the garments that have been the embroidered garments. Vatichasim. And you covered the idols. The idols were covered with these beautiful ornaments. In this week's parasha, we have the big day Sirod. What are the big day Sirod? Beginning of the parasha, Parashas Kisisa. So some learn it was special garments used, exactly what it says here, to cover the kelim when they traveled in the desert. When the Mishkan was taken apart and they traveled the 48 masos, the kelim were not just exposed to the elements. It's not derech eretz that the mizbeach, the aroin, and everything should be exposed. So they had what was called big day sirod. garments, I don't know what the translation is,
wrappings,
in order to cover these garments. Not everyone agrees that that's the interpretation. Right. Some say Bigdei Sarad means, it means
to polish.
Okay, it means things to polish, special garments to polish the kelim. And others say it means just special clothing. It means people who were on duty, people who were not doing the avoda, they had uniforms. There were people who did the avoda. When you do the avoda, you wear the big day kahuna, the four garments. But if you're not doing the avoda, you're not allowed to wear the four garments because you're being nene from the big day kahuna, which has sanctity. So they had other special uniforms that they wore when they did the service. What about the Levim? Also, the Levim had uniforms. They didn't just come, everyone didn't just show up. The Levim who sang Shira. What do you think that the Levim who came and sang Shira in the base of English, everyone showed up. One guy comes in jeans, one guy comes in a kapata, one guy comes in a regular short jacket. Is that how it worked in the base of English? Everyone, Isha, Yosha, Ben Aviaseh, but when they sang that Dilei Avoda, it does not say anywhere in the Torah what the uniform of the Levim was when they sang Shira and they did Shmir in the base of HaMikdash. They played a major, major role, the Levim. And even the Kohanim who did not do Avoda, they were washing the Korbanos, they were cleaning the base of HaMikdash, they were eating, V'ochlu Oysim Asher Kupar Bohem. Did they wear the big day kahuna when they did all of these things? So it's not clear. There's different opinions on this matter. But if you learn that they did not necessarily wear the big day kahuna, what were they wearing? They just wore whatever they wanted to wear? Not mistaver. Mistaver, there was a uniform. And the uniform is captured in the term the big day sirod. Garments that were used to minister. But also, like I told you, some say it means coverings, and that's what it says over here. You took this big day rik moseich vatichasich. You covered the idols when they were in a transport with these beautiful garments. The shamni ukitarti and my oil, the oil that was designated the shemen hanishcha, this week's parasha, the oil and or the shemen for the menorah. Ukitarti, the besamim that was designated for the mizbeach, nosat lifnehem, you offered in front of these idols. Yudches in the mitzudos David. Vatechasim, bohem kisis es hazanim imach. You use these garments to cover yourself when you did the avera with the noyef, with the man. V'shamni ukitarti hashemen v'akatoresh shnasati loch nasati lifnei hazoinim. You offered them some oil and you gave them some fragrances. Let's see Rashi pasuk yud ches. Rashi, there is no Rashi. Radak pasuk yud ches v'tikhi l'inyan hamalitza rotzolema v'atechasim al hazoinim. You took these beautiful garments and you covered the zoinim. Shahazoina mechase oisam big day rik masal liapoisam beineha velim shaykh levavam elecha. So it seems that she took the zoinim, the women, they took
no,
these.
No, it's the zoinim are the men.
So the men, she covered the men in order to make them beautiful, in order they should look beautiful, and that will entice them. Ule'inyan hamashal perish vatechasim al hatzlanim. You cover the idols. V'kinu shamni ukitarti b'kinyan shomar asher nasati lach, refers to what I've given you. Ukitarti to test nikres b'kamat schatav leven osher. In the addition of ben osher, right? The two additions are Naftali and ben osher. Ben osher and ben Naftali. So this is the addition of ben osher. The kotarti, the test, has a komatz chatav. Okay, we don't have that. In our edition, we have ukitarti, right? Ukitarti, but we do not have a chat of komatz. We have just a regular komatz. Okay, now sati lifnehem kasa biyud ukibu bulo yud case of kriv uksiv. It says no sat lifnehem. The cost of ki'ilu anina sati lifnehem ani goramti loch kevon shnasati loch mashamru b'mashal migarm loch shetav itibi karshinin shehechaltich. In other words, right over here, there's a kriyvach sif. It says in the pasuk nosat, you, the Jewish people, have offered these things in front of your idols. But Hashem is silently saying to himself, I did it. It's my fault. Hashem Kaviyachal is blaming himself for our sins, because Hashem knew that by giving us too much good, we would be unable to handle it, and we would turn on him. Vayishman Yeshurun Vayivat. Hashem is saying, what do I expect? If I go and I make, if you give an animal too much food, the animal gets very happy, giddy, and lazy, and then begins to rebel and doesn't want to work. It's the same thing with human beings. If you give them too much good, they become rebellious, and they don't want to, and they don't want to be makir where it came from. I always tell you from Rav Herschel Schachter. Rav Herschel Schachter says that on Yom Kippurim, so everyone in Klal Yisrael looked at the white. They would tie crimson. They would tie the red wool to the gate of the Beis Hamikdash, and everyone eagerly awaited to see if the red crimson on Yom Kippurim would turn white. If it would miraculously turn white, that was a simin that Hashem forgave the sins of the Jewish people. If it did not miraculously turn white and remain red, that was a sign that Hashem did not forgive the sins for the Jewish people. So he would say, I don't know if it's his own, that whatever happened, it was no good. Manavshach. If it remained red, everyone went into panic mode. There was no simchas yomtiv, because it's red. Hashem didn't forgive us. We're doomed. We're in a lot of trouble. If it did turn white, it was also no good. Complacency. Oh, Hashem forgave us. So now, we're off to the races. Okay? Now we can do whatever we want. We can do all the averus we want because we have credit. And that's the worst thing. When a person thinks that Hashem forgave them, the day after Yom Kippur, it's a very great danger. You walk out of Yom Kippur and shul, you're so happy, and you feel, I have credit, I've earned credit. So now, you know, I can do a few averus. I can a little Lashon Hara, a little this, a little that. You know, it's okay.
That's
credit.
Still an extremely pessimistic point of view. I mean,
but it's very true. It's very true, unfortunately.
So then what's the point?
That's right. What's the point of life? You said it. You said it. What's the purpose of all this to begin with? Okay, the age-old question. You're on the mark. There's no answer to these questions. No matter how you look at it, it's always a struggle. Pasuk Yutes says, so basically Hashem over here, it's very fascinating. Hashem is basically blaming himself, Kaviyachol, for what he was at. Okay, Pasuk Yutes. This is a fascinating Pasuk. V'lachmi Hashem nasati loch, the bread that I've given you, soiles v'shemen udvash, which includes the flour, the oil, the honey, he'echaltich, I fed you. Unisatihu lifnehem, you've given the bread that I've given you before the idols, lereach nichoyach, as a goodwill measure, as a act of satisfaction. Vayehi, and so it was. Nu'um Hashem Elohim. Now this pasuk is jam packed with meaning. Let us see it very slowly. First in the mitzudos, David, pasuk yutes hechaltich. Asher nosati loch lemachol, I've given you food. Hashem was kind to us in the desert. He provided us with the man. Unisatihu ata nosata you es kol echad mehem lifnei hazoinim lios lohem lereach toiv ulenachas ruach. You have given your the men who have come to do an aver with you. You have given the food to them. Ritzen loymar. All of the good things I've given you in this world, you've used it to offer as sacrifices to idols. Now the next word is vayehi. Now this is unusual. This is very unique to Yecheskel, these type of expressions. That's really what happened. Make no mistake about it. I'm not telling you a baba maisa. Hashem over here is complaining to Klal Yisrael in the desert. I was so kind to you. I gave you everything you can possibly want. And you took the gifts and you've used it as sacrifices. And you've offered it as a sacrifice to the idols. Now to us sitting back and reading this today in the year, Hey Allah from Tavshin Ayin Zayin, we're saying, no way. You're making this up. This can't be true. Even in the movies, this couldn't happen. Can't happen such a thing. Even in Hollywood, they wouldn't make up such a story. That people who were the recipients of the ultimate miracles of Yitzias Mitzrayim, 10 Makos, Kriyas Yamsuf, Makos Bechoyos, Mon in the desert, Slav, the Be'er, Mayim, Nisim, Gluma, Nani, Hakavod, would be so foolish to take all of the gifts that they've had and within 40 days of leaving Egypt, 50 days of leaving Egypt, and offer them as sacrifices to idols?
Well, wasn't that what Moshe Rabbeinu was blamed for? He gave the gold, he allowed him to take it all out?
So we mentioned before, but still, after everything is said and done, if you tell this to a person today who never heard about Parashas Kisisa, and you tell them the story, they'll say to you, you're making this up. You're making up a Baba Maisa. It's not possible for a human being to be so stupid or to be so foolish to do something like this, to betray the one who's been so good to you in such a short period of time. How could it possibly be? So the Pasuk over here anticipates that we today in Hayalof and Tavshnayin Zayin would challenge the authenticity of this statement. And Hashem says to us, guess what, Rabbi Isai? Vayehi. I'm not making this up. Vayehi. This is really what happened. It's really what happened. It's an incredible. Where do you have a pasuk like this? Where do you have, like in the pasuk before also, we have something similar. Such an act of treachery, such an act of betrayal never happened, never will happen again. It's just off the charts. Again, Hashem says, I'm not making this up. Vayehi. That's exactly what you did. You betrayed me. Let's see again the words of the Mitzudos and the Mitzudos David. David Pasik.
It's so hard to understand?
What do you mean? See, we were brainwashed. We're brainwashed since the crib to know that this is what happened, so it's not hard for us to understand because that's we were brought up with this. But if you
the emanation that comes out, this worship of violence. How many days later?
50 days later.
All right, 50, a little than 50. They're out there in the desert. They lose their one man, Moshe, half human, half God.
But they've been through so much. The oisais umoifsim that they experienced in Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Anani HaKavot.
That was all with Moshe. Moshe's now God.
Matan Torah. Hashem
Moshe
gave the Torah.
Moshe forgave it.
No, it does. Matan Torah. Hashem came down by Yerid Hashem al Har Sinai. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. They heard the words directly from Hashem himself. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. We have no hasak of what
second
it was.
It wasn't most of the Jews that were worshiping the Eruv. It would have been
60. Anan, it was the Eruv Rav. Tolerance, right. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Tolerance. They only had the chutzpah. The Erev Rav only had the chutzpah to do this because the people in their hearts, the Hamoinam, they also had doubts. They also were tolerant of such behavior. If there was no tolerance, the Erev Rav would never have gotten to first base. Impossible. Again, we don't understand this because we are just so far, we're so far gone. But if you really delve deeply into what has happened over here, Yitzias Mitzrayim and Matan Torah, it's just unfathomable that after 50 days they would stoop to such a low to do something like this. And the pasuk here says, "Vayehi." Look at the mitzudos. Ritzon Elomar, Kein Hoya Be'emes. I'm telling you, this is not a story. This is not a make-believe story. Lo tuchli lahachisha, you cannot deny it. Ki ani hayodea vo'ed, I am the one who knows and I am a witness. Okay, talk about the Holocaust deniers. Okay, Holocaust deniers. What's going on out there in the world today? Who would ever imagine there would be such a thing? Pasuk over says, Vayehi, I'm not making this up. This
don't
really... Vayehi, this what happened. Nu'um Hashem Elokim. So says Hashem Elokim. Amazing pasuk. Let's see pasuk Yutes. Now it gets even more amazing. What's going on? All the things that exactly happened here. The Mitzvah just told us that the gifts that Hashem gave us, we use them to offer sacrifices to the idols. Rashi adds a little bit more detail. V'lachmi Asher Nasati Loch Yoyim Shasu Es Egel. Look at this. This is really shocking. The day that they made the Egel, Yorad Lohem Haman. That morning. Was it earlier or was it later? I don't know what came first. They made the egel, what, before the mun came down, or the mun came down after the egel? When did they make the egel?
Wasn't it the afternoon they made the egel? Moshe didn't come down.
Ki 6 hours, the chatzos. Chatzos hayoim.
In order to set this up, the mun has to be there.
First. Okay, so the mun, yoim sha'asu es for egel. Yorad lohem haman. So what did they do? They took the man that Hashem gave them, the miraculous man, v'nosnu mimenu lifnei ha'egel, and they offered it as a mincha, as a gift to the egel. V'yafal pichein, v'yihi b'yoy mochar, v'loy pasak. Nevertheless, the pasuk goes on to say, v'yehi, Now Rashi is saying an amazing, amazing interpretation of the pasuk. The aval pichein vai what? We don't see this in the Torah. We don't see this. This is Yechezkel.
The mon comes later.
No, the mon came immediately. The mon came 30 days. The mon came 30 days after they left Mitzrayim. And the Egel took place 50 days after Matan Torah. So they already had the mon for 70 days.
Right.
That's interesting. They had the month for 70 days, 30 days. The month came then...
50 days till Matan Torah, another 50 days after.
There were 50...
Minus
30. Right, there were 50 days after Matan Torah.
Water from the rock.
The Egel took place... No, not 50 days, 40 days. Moshe went to Shemayim. I'm sorry, I'm all confused over here. Matan Torah was 50 days after Yitzias Mitzrayim.
Right.
So the month, when did the month begin to fall? 30 days. Chazal say 30 days, or 33 days. That's a shot. 30 days, so we'll just approximate now, for now. Oh, so that includes the matzah. The matzah. The ugos matzah had the time of month. Okay, well, it was approximately 30 days. Some say it was 33 days. 33 days after Yitzias Mitzrayim, the month began to fall. Matan Torah took place approximately 50 days. It was at 50, so it was at 51 days after Yitzias Mitzrayim. So approximately for 20 days, they've been eating man until the time of Matan Torah. When did they worship the eagle? 40 days after Matan Torah. So it's 60. It's approximately 60 days. They've been already being nene from the man. Approximately 60 days. And then when they worshiped the eagle, they offered the man as a sacrifice. And then the Rashi learns about Vayehi. What does it mean, Vayehi? It doesn't mean like the Mitzudah says, and I'm telling you, I'm not making up a story. This is really the way it happened. Vayehi means Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, you know something? Let's switch positions. Let's switch roles. If you were in my position and you worship the eagle, wouldn't you cancel your food stamps? Right? If you have a citizen and he betrays the government, he's guilty of treason. Okay, the NSA discovers that this fellow is planning with ISIS to wipe out the whole country, right? To destroy. So don't you think the first thing the government will do is we're going to cancel your food stamps? What?
That's the first thing.
Right, bureaucracy. They'll go to a judge. It's illegal, right? How can you cancel his food stamps just because he committed treason? He wants to destroy it. It's a different branch of government, right? It's a different branch of government. It's illegal to take away his food stamps just because he wants to do the worst sin possible. But Pashup Shat, if you're a melech and you call the shots, you want to betray me, I'm going to take away your parnassah. I'm going to take away your food stamps. Hashem, you know what? Even though you took the month that I'm giving you to provide your sustenance, Vayehi, the next day, the day after the Egel, Hashem says, you can still have man. I'll give you the man again. Vayehi, b'yoy mochor v'loy posak. V'a al-kein mefarish b'sefer Ezra, af ki osu lechem Egel Masecha, even though we made the Egel Masech, Hashem says to us, v'ato yu Hashem berachamecha rabim loy azavtam umanta loy monata mipim, you did not deny. Umancha, your mon, loy monata mipihem, you did not deny. Kedai hu limono mehem, I really should have withheld the mon. The loy minato, I did not withhold. Afkan vayehi, Hashem did not deny from us our food. Nu'um Hashem lukim hoya lechem v'le pasak mileid l'amachar kach darash rabbi tanchuma. Incredible pshat in the pasuk. Hashem was so kind to us, even though we betrayed him, he still continued to give us the man. And this is a mashal from life. I once heard this from someone, people make terrible mistakes. So it's very easy to understand this day with the GPS. The GPS, mamish, like it's like, there's been so many drashas been said about the GPS. Just because you get off on the wrong exit, it's not over. It's not over. It gets you back. So no, you took a wrong turn. It will continue to guide you. In the old models of the GPS, they used to really rub it in. They would say, recalculating. Right? You make a wrong turn, and they'll basically say, "You dummy, you stupid fool! I told you what to do to make a right."
And the original things that—that's what they said. They thought it would be funny; people would like it, but they didn't.
They didn't.
The Japanese, who originally put it in, they said, "Hey, stupid! You left your lights on," you know, things like that.
You made the so they normally so that's that was the old models. None of the models today. None of the models of the GPS today. Today, no one even uses GPS. The whole company's ways. The smartphone wiped out the whole industry. It's amazing how a new technology can wipe away a $1 billion industry. TomTom, Garmin, and Magellan. All these companies. The mamish, they went broke. They're going broke. They're trying to reinvent themselves. They have other uses, other types of. But even those things, the smartphones will replace whatever they do. The smartphone ways. Wiped out major companies. Remember, they used to always warn you: don't leave in your car. How many gazelles people would break into your car? They would sell. Two of mine were stolen. It was stolen from the car twice. They broke in. They stole the GPS and they sell it on eBay. All these stories today. No one even has a GPS. And some of them, the fancy cars, they're built in, but everyone uses it with a smartphone. Okay, in any event. They don't even say they don't insult you. They don't insult you to say recalculating or to say it's just automatic. You made a wrong turn, so it automatically will readjust. That's the derech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person makes a mistake, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not abandon you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Listen, you made a mistake. Okay, don't worry. There's Plan B. I'm going to get you back on track." Vayehi Ne'um Hashem Elokim. All that is captured in these four words. You blew it. You made the biggest fatal mistake you can possibly make. I gave you the ultimate gift, the Mon Min HaShemayim, something that never existed. You used the Mon, the gift, to offer as a sacrifice to an idol, to the Egel Hazav. Are you out of your mind? Are you clinically insane?
It's the same lotion. I think I'm trying to look, but the Pasuk Kamonu Vayechi, I think he's talking about the Egel there too, but it's in Parshas Devarim when he's recounting the end of 40 years.
Rami is the same idea?
Yeah, I mean, that's because a lot of these psukim are just recalculating, just rephrasing a lot of the Chumash.
Okay, but even though we made the most fatal mistake, Hashem says, listen, it's okay.
But that wasn't his first reaction.
What?
That wasn't Hashem.
What do you have for a show reaction?
First reaction.
I'm going to destroy Klal Yisrael.
Go down. I'm going to wipe them
out. I'm going to wipe out. But in the meantime, and also it's not necessarily true because the Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, "Hanichali, let me alone," which basically means Hashem was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, "Listen, I want you to be mispalel for them to say them." From the very beginning, Hashem was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, "I don't want to destroy them. I want you to get worked up. I want you to do your best to save the Jewish people." That's what it says in Rashi, the sixth parasha. So this is the derech of Hashem to always give a person a new derech. It's never over.
Without the money, did they have survived?
No, they couldn't, definitely not.
Without the money, it's a death sentence.
Exactly, that's a death sentence. And Hanani. But not right away. I mean, it takes time. It would take. Oh, they had, yeah, that's true. They did have cattle. They still had water. Or maybe they had a solution. I don't know. We don't know. But at least
they had money. They could buy.
They can buy from the merchants. Merchants, they had money. The gold and silver. That's right. They had money. So maybe there were other techniques.
Is
it
7-Eleven in the middle of the desert?
Yeah. Dunkin'
Donuts. Baskin and Robbins. 31 flavors. There are 31 nations, right? Why are there 31 flavors? There were 31 nations in Canaan. Each one had their own flavor of ice cream. That's why Baskins and Robbins has 31 flavors, right? This all comes from the 31 nations. Lahanchil le'oyhavai yesh. To bequeath to my beloved yesh. The mispar katan of yesh is 31. Those who are behave get ice cream. 31 flavors. Next further.
Rabbi, I was in Cleveland for Shabbos and Purim, and someone hired an ice cream truck to go around to the houses as Shlach Mordechai.
To give everyone. To the kids. Wow, that's nice.
He knocked on the door and says, "The ice cream truck's here, come out, ice cream."
Wow, that's nice. That's a good idea. We should try that in Flappish. Why not?
Stay a big fight.
You need a big truck.
That's a great idea.
Here would have to be called Yisrael.
So I'll make a call of Yisrael. That's a very good idea. Have an ice cream truck. Dr. Fuchs, how about you'll sponsor it next year? you never know.
You go on the truck with me.
I'll go on the truck. That's easy. To go on the truck? Come on, that's the easy. Okay, Noam, let's see over here, Radak. Radak Pasik Yutes. Yutes says, V'lachmi unisatil lovnehem, ani nisatim lach l'achla. I gave you the food to eat. V'zehu perush. I've given you the feed. How are you? I haven't seen you in a long time. Are you okay?
Yeah, no, I was in the show.
Oh, welcome back. Let's try. You told me to try. Okay.
That's a sitter.
Oh,
it's on the shelf.
Okay, V'at no 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 okay, the word over here unisatihu is a chirik. This chabra im hakinuyim. I don't know what these rings refer to. My bread, lechem includes all types of food. Then the pasuk goes on to describe what is lechem. It includes soiles, shemen, udvash, echaltich. He translates vituvi, my goodness. Now, vayehi, Noam Hashem Elokim, what does this mean? Kol zehoya lo tuchli lahachesh. The Radak is translating the words vayehi, Noam Hashem Elokim, exactly like the Mitsudos. Don't deny this. I'm not making up stories. Ki ani hayodea v'eid v'zehu sh'omar Noam Hashem Elokim. There are going to be people in the future that are going to deny this ever happened, that we worship the eagle, that we actually took the gifts that Hashem gave us and used it as a means to worship idols. Hashem here is coming to knock out all of the deniers. All of the deniers, Vayechi Nu'um Hashem Elokim. Now, V'yonisam Tiragim Vayechi, Bitmiya. Now, the new interpretation, Vayechi. Haloi havoha kol ilein amar Hashem Elokim basically means, can you really do such a thing? In other words, it's a complaint. Hashem is basically in shock. How could you do this to me? Vayehi. New interpretation. It's not like Rashi, not like the Mitsudos. Targum is saying, look what happened. I gave you all of these gifts and you used it as sacrifices. How could you do this to me? Vayehi. Okay, Uvadrosh. And now he really goes back to what we said in the Radak. Yom Sha'asu Esra'ekel Yorah. What Rashi says, Yorah Lohem Haman, V'nosnu Lifana, V'afal Pichain. Here's exactly what Rashi said, Vayehi. B'yoy Machar, Loi Pasak. The man did not stop. Loi Pasak, V'chain Meforesh V'sefer Ezra. Af ki asu lohem egel masecha umancha loy monata mipihem. Kedai hoyelim noya mipihem. Really, I should have denied the man. The loy monata. Af kanamar vayechinu mashem lokim hoyalechem v'loy pasak milirei. Now, by the way, it's also very frightening because sometimes a person can do an avera and he feels like he got away with it. It's a very big mistake in life. Person does a terrible avera and he goes the next day to shul, goes to business. And he makes a killing. And he's successful. Everything is business as usual. All of his friends are the same. And everyone is very successful. And he thinks, listen, I did an Avera. All right. So you do an Avera. So big deal. Look, Hashem is not angry at me. Because if Hashem was angry at me, he would have expressed it. He would have shown me that he's upset. Things would not have gone my way. I would have missed the train. I would have not been successful in the very delicate business meeting that I have with my friends. And look, everything is fine. So a person begins very quickly forgets that he did the Avera and he needs to do Teshuvah. So it's really a double-edged sword. Hashem is very kind. He doesn't knock us out with the bolt of lightning the very next moment, even though we deserve it. Hashem says, I'm still going to give you Parnassah, don't worry, don't worry. But on the other hand, we forget. We don't see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset. There's a din v'cheshbon, and eventually it catches up with us if we don't do tshuva. So, what? Yom Kippur, there are many madrigals of tshuva of Yom Kippur. Pashtus is, you have to do tshuva. If you let Yom Kippur pass, you just sleep through the whole Yom Kippur. So yeah, this kapara, Chazal say the itzumoy shel yoim is machaper, but we don't know what that means exactly. It goes without saying that the degree of kapara you achieve by just sleeping through Yom Kippur is nothing kineged the degree of tshuva you will achieve if you do teshuva. So there are many madregos. All right, let's go further. Now, before we go further, there's a very, very important medrash. Very important medrash here. This pasuk that we just read is one of four psukim that describes the nature of the man. What exactly did the man taste like? What did it look like? So we're familiar with what?
Anything the person
wanted is what it tastes like. That is correct. But there's more to it. Okay, let me read you what it says in the medrash Shemois Rabba Perek. Omar Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina Haman Shelo Hayu Yoreh LeYisrael El Lefi Koyach Shekol Echad VeYechad MiYisrael. It did not descend. Everyone received a different version, a different form of man. It wasn't all the same. It was different. For example, Habachurim Hayu Oichlim Oisay Kalechem. For the young boys, when they went out into the field to find the man, it had the same Surah with the same taste as bread. How do you know that? Hinani mamtir lochem lechem min hashamayim. The man was called bread. The hazikanim, the elders of the.
How does that pasuk indicate a
lechem? Boys. Oh, let's see. What?
How does that pasuk indicate which part of Kali Yisrael would receive it?
So I'm assuming from by contrast from the fact that we're now going to present three more psukim, which present the man in a different form, indicates that this pasuk lechem is the way it appeared to bachurim, young men. Let's see one whole back. Vehazikanim, okay, the zikanim kitzapichis bidvash shenemar vitamo, its flavor kitzapichis, like a wafer that has been baked or fried bidvash. In other words, because zikanim can't eat bread. Zikanim, it's too difficult. Their teeth are too sensitive to take a regular piece of bread and to chew upon. They need something soft, a waffle that has been soaked, has been softened with honey. So it wasn't ordinary. Lechem was kitzapichis bedvash. V'yoinkim. What about infants? How did the man present itself to the infants? V'yoinkim kecholof, like milk. Mishteima, like an infant nursing from his mother. Shenemar v'hoyetamo kitam l'shad hashomen. Now loshna, which means I don't even know what it means literally. What does it mean l'shad hashomen? I'm embarrassed. I don't even know what it means literally.
She died.
No, that's the drush. That's the drush. But the simple interpretation l'shad, it also means, I think it means like some type of wafer, a wafer of honey. I think that's what it means, simply means. But here the Medrash makes a drasha that shad is lashon of shadayim, a woman's breast, and it means that and to the child it was like nursing from its mother's breast, and it was sweet, it was delicious, like shemen. So these three psukim that we've just presented are all in the Torah. So they're all very familiar to us. They're all very familiar. And by process, by comparing one to the other, one is the Bachurim, one is the Zikanim, and one is the Yoinkim. What's the next pasuk? Now here is the pasuk that was not familiar because it's in Yecheskel. And unless you have the Zuchus of learning Sefer Yecheskel, you're never going to come across this pasuk. And it says here, V'ha'choylim. Those who were sick in Egypt, kisoiles me'oirav bidvash. It was like flour mixed with honey. Shenemar, that's the pasuk in Yecheskel. V'lachmi, my bread asher nasati loch, soiles v'shemen u'dvash hechaltich. It was a mixture of flour mingled with shemen and dvash. U'mashmu'us hamikosh b'piv nasa l'chol amam adim shayim b'vakosh. Therefore, there were people that were sick. Now, also what's very interesting is that this really flies against the other medrash that we are more familiar with, is that there were no choylim at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. At the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, everyone was healed. Or at least at Matan Torah. Maybe you would say this was before Matan Torah. Everyone was a gibor. Everyone was in there. There were no doctors. There was no need for doctors. Everyone was perfect. So everyone should be eating no steak and a lot of salt and a lot of carbohydrates, you know, like there's no tomorrow. Like children on Purim, right?
Yeah.
You eat whatever you want to eat. I love Purim because I don't bring into the house. My parents didn't bring into the house poison, and now at home, I don't really. My sister takes care of certain things. So everything is very pure. Only bottled water, and everything has no salt. Everything is like, as pure as can possibly be. So I very rarely have an opportunity to eat chazarayit. How often do you get to eat chazar? You go to a kiddush, but the kiddush, how long are you really there for? You in and out. Here, shalchmanis. You have some really, some real devarim ho'asurim. Problem is, I came home yesterday, it was all gone. And I asked my sister, what happened to all the stuff? I threw it all out.
Right.
I said, what? She said, a lot of it wasn't fresh, and the other stuff is not good for you, so I had to get rid of it. Oh well. But that's not for your Mishal Chmanis, by the way, I say. The Mishal Chmanis that you sent me, that I was toying. I had. That I did have. All right. Over here it says that Yitzchak tried to do a cholim. It's the Beferish here. They were cholim traveling in the midbar that were sick people who could not eat lechem, could not eat kitzapiches bedvash, could not eat the shalash shomen, and they needed to eat the man the way it says here, soiles voshemen udvash. Okay, so you see over here there were different degrees of how the mon was presented. Four in total, there are four psukim describing the way the mon presented itself to different segments of the Jewish people.
I thought they were all cured.
So maybe that was the question I just said. So how do you answer that? So either you have to say these midrashim disagree with one another. That's not uncommon to have midrashim that disagree. One medrash holds they were all healed, and one medrash holds they were not all healed. They remained sick. Or you can say that maybe this took place before Matan Torah. If I'm not mistaken, the medrash that says they were all healed was at the time of Matan Torah, which was 50 days after Yitzias Mitzrayim, and they already started receiving the man already 30 or 33 days after Matan Torah. But there's probably a Chazal that says at the time of Makos Bechoros also, and all the Makos, they're also healed. So I mean, you have to. How do you reconcile? This is a question. Yeah. Matan Torah. That was only a Matan Torah, but before Matan Torah, it's not, maybe at that point they would not yet healed. Okay. Now, also, this pasuk, by the way, is also one of the main sources for this idea that you mentioned that the man had the taste of whatever you imagined. How do you know that? Show it to me. Prove it to me. Where do you find the Makor in Tanakh that the man tasted according to one's thoughts? So that's what it says here in this pasuk. The Medrash in Shmos Shabbos says, Kishahoye misavel lechol davar, vayom befiv, iluli hoyeli pitma achas lechol, hayisi oichlai. If I only had a pitma, what's a pitma? I don't know, some delicacy. Then, so miyod hoyenase lesuch piv tam pitma. Davar hoyu oimrim, vekodesh baruchu oisar ritzim. Whatever you wanted it to taste like, that's what it tasted like. Omar Rabbi Abba, Avdovar Lohoya Oimim Nebefiv, El Choshe Bliv, he disagrees. According to the first opinion in this Medrash, in order for the mun to taste like what it wants, you had to say it. You had to say, I want the mun to taste like rib steak. I want it to taste like popcorn. Okay, whatever Meshagas you wanted. But Rabbi Abba says, no, you don't have to say anything. Even a machshava was enough. And what's the raya? The raya comes from here. The pasuk Yecheskel teida l'chashukein shekinam Yecheskel v'lachmi asher nosati loch soiles v'shem nedvash echaltich. And here in the parish it says u'mashmo samiko shebepiv nase l'chol hamat amim shoyim mevakesh. So I don't really know what he means here, but this is a medrash. The medrash recites this pasuk as a source for these opinions. The bread which I've given to you, it had the taste of soiles or shemen udvash, which seemingly the medrash is interpreting this pasuk to indicate that the taste of the lechem all depended upon what your wish was. Okay, let's go a little bit further. We have another minute. Any more midrashim? No. Okay, let's just go a little bit further. Pasik. Now this is a scary pasik. Pasik chaf refers to the Moilech. That Klal Yisrael, they gave their children to Avodah Zar. Not, I gave you children, and what do you do with your children? You offer them as a sacrifice to an idol. Vatikhi, and you took Esponayich, V'esponosayich, Asher Yoladit Li, V'tizbochim Lohem Lechol, and you sacrificed them Lechol, that they should be devoured by the idol. Hame'at Mitaz Nusoyich, which means, is this, I'm not sure even how to translate that, I forgot. No, they offered their children as sacrifices to Avodah Zarah. Hama'at, which means, wasn't enough? Hashem saying is, you had to go the extra step and also offer your children as sacrifices? Didn't you already do enough by offering sacrifices to the idols? Hama'at means, was it too little? Mi taz nusayich, was it small in your eyes, your treachery, your betrayal in how you have committed adultery, which is a code word for offering sacrifices to the idols? It wasn't enough. You had to go further and take your own children and sacrifice them to the idols, human sacrifices. Are you crazy? You should already have been satisfied with the avaros of what you've done. That would have been enough. But no, it was too small, ma'at, too little in your eyes what you've done. And that triggered you in your crazy minds to have the need to do this crazy thing of sacrifice to your children. Let's see the Mitzudos David. Pasuk Chaf. Yoladit li, yoladit mimeni, the children that you had because of me. Hashem gives a bracha to have children. Lohem lechol, lechazoinim, liyois lohem lemachol. So simply this means that you took your children, you have to remember the mashal and the nimshal. The mashal over here is, a woman here has a yetzahara to do an avera with a man. She has to entice him. She has to convince him to enter into her home. So she dresses up in beautiful clothing. She spreads the bed with beautiful linens. She gives the man beautiful clothes that he should look nice. And she gives him a good meal. She gives him bread. She gives him lechem, soiles, tvash, everything I mentioned before. And you know what? She gives him probably some meat also. Then she says, I have some really good meat. We'll have human flesh. Right, human meat. These are cannibals, mishugayim. So this was like, I'll sacrifice my child. I'll kill the child, and we'll eat his meat, his body, his flesh as a meal, and that will certainly satisfy you, and that will serve as an enticement that you should do an aveira of znus with me. That's the simple interpretation. But in a more figurative sense, the mashal is that you offer your children themselves as sacrifices for idols. Let's see the mitzudas again. The mitzudas says, Yolad men lohem lachlol ha-zoinim lios lohem lemachol ha-ma'at v'chi ma'at be'enecha ma sheholacht achar hazinus, that you already committed adultery. At shagam asisa zosia, how to do this also? Are you crazy? You have to do. How far do you want? Are you going to go? Let's see Rashi. Rashi over here says, I show you lately. Rashi is very interesting. Rashi, mi shahoyu loy chamisha. But Rashi tells us an amazing idea about what people did in the ancient times. People had children, and each child was devoted, was dedicated. Sounds like communism almost. Right, you don't give them free will. Every child, this is what your skills are. This is what you have to do with your life, whether you like it or not. Mi shahoyu lechamisha banim arba mechem la'avod avod azor. Now Rashi is being mekatzim, and there's another mention which is much more elaborate. One would work in the field. One would work here. Like everyone, there's a division of labor of what children were set aside for. I guess like in Russia, in communist states, they have evaluation. That's what I've been told. At a certain young age, when they're probably small children, they study them and they analyze what their strengths are, and then they put them on a path. This is what they're going to do the rest of their life, whether they like it or not, and they have no choice. So here it says a little bit. The Rashi is a little bit different. But first, now show you la chamisha banim arba mehem lavoid avodah zara. Four of the children were dedicated to worship idols. The echad muktzeh was designated lebeis hasefer. That was the style. Now, why five sons? What, everyone was a magic? Everyone had exactly five children, right? I don't know how it works, but this is
a typical family.
Okay, so you're saying the average was 5? Not 1.3? Okay, what? I don't know what it is, but this is what it says. They had 5 children. 4 were designated for the Zohar. 1 was designated for Torah. You know, maybe you have one of the children is set aside to study in the Beis Medrash. You send them off to Lakewood. Ubal Hakav, and now the time comes when you have to sacrifice one of the children for Avodah Zarah. So who are you going to take? Are you going to take the 4 that are worshipping idols, or are you going to take the one that's in Lakewood? So you take the one that's set aside for Avodah Hashem, he's going to be the child that's going to be offered as a human sacrifice to the idol. Ubal Hakav Echa Mibanav, La Melech, to this idol called the Melech, Makav Loi Ezeh, Shehikza Lil Moy Torah. That's what it says. B'midrash Rebbe Tanchuma. Period. That's how he learned Shan. The pasuk. Go back to the pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'atichi as banayich uvenasech asher yoladit li." What's the word li? The one child that was originally earmarked, designated to be the one that's going to sit in Kailel. Now, when we have been selected to offer one of our children as an idol for an idol for the Melech, we're going to take the one that was meant li for Hashem. V'aniyoy mer asher yoladit li elu habachoyos. V'chein oyem sefer hazev v'atamei oisam b'mat nosam b'havir kol peterechem. I contaminate them with their gifts b'havir by giving over to the Melech kol peter rocham, all those that came out of the mother first. So he wants to say is that the one that was designated to give the Avodah Zarah was the Bechor, not just one of the children. So it's very similar to what it said in what Rashi said. Let's see the Radak. We'll finish. Radak, Pasik Chaf Aleph, Vatichia Sheyoladit, Li, Shenichlesu Bebris, V'li hayu v'at lokacht oisam mimeni ubi torasi v'zavacht oisam. So when it says li, according to the Radak, it means that they were part of the bris, part of being the covenant of being part of Klal Yisrael, and you took them away, you gave them over the Zohar Lohem la echol, you offered them as an idol to be consumed. Ha'esh oisam ulavim la moilech mosh amar lisreif esbenehem v'esbenoseihem bo'esh uva midrash asher yoladet li mishoch yilor chamish ubanim. Noisein mehem arbo lavo de zara v'yachad maksel lebeis sefer bola hakiv v'yachad bimanef lamoylech makiv lezeshik lilimotayra. So exactly what it said in Rashi. The yoinas son tier game haposikain eicha askes le'argoza kodomai kinishto di Yisrael. How can the Jewish people anger Hashem? Did vart yas benach v'yos binosayich. And take, designate the children that are destined to serve me, and to offer them as sacrifices to Avodah Zarah. Okay, I'm not sure. This is in your eyes a mistake. This is, in your eyes, a terrible mistake to go and take the children that were meant to be, were meant to serve Hashem. It's similar to what it said in Rashi before in the Radak. How can you take your children that were meant to serve Hashem and offer them as sacrifices to an idol? Hanaat mitaz nuseich kosta below yud ukui biyud. Okay, so the word is spoken out here. The word Amar hamat loch mashich astani. Mitzad tiz nusoyich, is it not enough that you've angered me with all of your terrible sins? Shezonis achli elohim achadim loved them l'shachmas lohem ad shehich astini bibonayich unosayich shayuli. So you have to go further and take your children and sacrifice them to the Zora. Vizavacht oisam lohem ulefi shekosh over the Zora mishar averos choza oid v'omar v'tishchati esbonai omar bonai kumosh omar sher yoladit li. Same idea we said before is how can you be so foolish? How can you hakamaat? It's not enough what you've done. It was too small in your eyes, the sins that you have committed thus far, that you had to go to the next level and take your own children that I've given you as a gift and that were meant to serve Hashem and to take them and to sacrifice them as an idol to the Melech. You're out of your mind. You've lost your mind to do such foolish things. Okay, up to Pasuk of Aleph, which will meet Hashem continue tomorrow. Okay, I think my voice, I highly recommend we get this for everyone. It will change your learning. Yes, just came out. It just came out. It's $23, $24. It just came out. It is awesome. It's really, really awesome.
Shana Shaman just says don't eat it with the wine.
What?
Yeah. In English, it says dough kneaded with oil.
Dough kneaded with oil. Shad, so what does shad mean? Dough?
Yeah.
Dough. Shad is dough. Shad is dough.